Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Got to say, you guys live in a really cool town. But man, I think I'm melting out here with all the humidity.
You're wanting to move here, right? And
yeah.
Expand the Nashville curling base.
Well, now that they're starting to get a lot more ice, it's getting a lot more realistic.
So I'm just curious, like when you set out to participate in the Olympics this year, the goal was to win, right? But did you think that you really could?
So the last 3 years, our team was in the top five at the World Championships, and we're the only team in the world that can say that. So we've been pretty consistent as far as being in the mix, but we've only medaled one of those 3 times that we're in the top five. So we knew what it took to do it, but we haven't obviously put the pieces together. So we didn't think we were as much of a long shot as the media might have put us out to be. But, you know, I would say that about any competitor. You got to believe in yourself more than the media's got to.
Yeah, don't ruin that story, yeah, man. It's going to be a great movie.
No, there has to be a movie, right? And Taylor Lewan will play you on the big screen.
Yeah, absolutely. We are in talks. I think it seems like it's going to happen here. And, you know, movies take time, so I wouldn't expect it next summer or anything, but there's a pretty good chance. Maybe before the next Winter Olympics, we'll see a curling movie.
Oh, wow. Well, when the Olympics happen, obviously, you know, we're down here in the South and don't get a lot of snow, but we were all in on it, man. We watched you guys every night. We had the best time, enjoyed the game so much. You guys come about as this amazing story, and we were talking about this on the air, and in reading your bio and the bio of the other guys that are on your team, you all have jobs, right? Like regular jobs. So, you know, you go over here and you live this amazing experience. You win a gold medal, but you got to go back to work on Monday. Yeah.
Yes and no. I've had this amazing job for the last 4 years, and they've just been super good to let me go and train and do my thing. So When I won the gold, I got an email from the CEO pretty early that he was like, you just come back when your whirlwind's over. So I've been going in and out when I am around, but, you know, I'm definitely trying to embrace this opportunity that not everyone gets to have.
I mean, how did life change for you?
Oh, I just get to travel and do things like this. Like, I'm doing a thing down here with Ford centers and, you know, doing the groundbreaking and just trying to bring awareness to, you know, winter sport, not even just curling, just like we want to make sure kids are getting out there and staying active and playing. So this is just like a good opportunity to kind of like get that message out. So that's why I get to be here. And it's like an honor I get to do that kind of stuff.
Who's the most surreal person where you found yourself standing there on the ice thinking, I am curling with, you know, Beyonce, or who was it?
So not long ago, I was in Greenville, South Carolina, and I got to meet Aaron Rodgers as a pretty big Packer fan growing up.
Yeah.
That was very, very cool. And then shortly after that, I got to hang out with Taylor Lewan and Mariota and Tony Walker at the training facility out there. So that was pretty awesome too. Like, I love seeing football players because every year I see myself picking them up in a fantasy draft.
What's it like though? Were you literally these guys that you look up to as athletes? Now they're coming to find you. They're tweeting you encouragement. That's got to be surreal.
Oh, it's incredible. Actually, I'm trying to play it cool, but just like 2 days ago, I looked at my Twitter and Aaron Rodgers just gave me a follow. So look at that. Yeah, there's only like 400 people that he follows. So I'm like, I've made the list.
You mentioned Twitter, like outside of Aaron Rodgers and Taylor Lewan, like who's the biggest person to reach out to you and tell you congratulations?
Anybody slip into the DMs?
you know, there's a lot of, like, really neat opportunity, and believe it or not, a lot of people just say, hey, we'd love to send you some products if you take a photo with it or like that. But actually, right after the Olympics, we were driving up to the media thing, still in Korea, like, literally hours from getting the medals, and our CEO in the back of the bus hands us a phone and says someone wants to say congratulations. And it was Dave Grohl, who was calling from Brazil.
Oh, my gosh. I love that dude in that band. Wow.
Yeah. So that was incredible.
As you look forward in your career, how many more Olympics? Obviously, this is a downhill ski racing. It's probably something you could have a go at for a while, right? I mean, we could possibly see a repeat.
Yeah, I'm only 29, so I definitely see myself competing in the next Olympics in 4 years, but, and, you know, hopefully eight, but, you know, how sport goes, you know, every once in a while there's accidents that take people out and whatnot. So I'm just going to take it 1 year at a time, but I plan to do 4 more years at least.
Yeah. Make sure you stretch properly.
That's
man,
right.
I don't want you to blow a hammy or
get
something.
Get your glutes fired like Tiger.
It's the Thursday night volleyball league that I'm worried about.
Matt Hamilton, our guest, U.S. Olympic gold medal winning curler. Okay, help us understand about your team. Were you guys maybe outside of part of the training program or something? Wasn't there something to the story of you guys where you were sort of on the outside looking in and you put together your own team of guys to try to qualify and continue this career?
So 4 years ago, there was a combine, per se, where the United States Curling Association put together a team that they wanted to move forward with. There's two teams consisting of five guys each. And, you know, we did, like, normal, like, combine stuff. I think we ran, like, a pacer test. We did, like, push-ups, sit-ups, pull-ups, high jump, long jump, all that kind of stuff. For curling, right? I know.
I mean, what does that have to do with success with regard to curling?
Well, I mean, obviously, if you're an athlete and you're in shape, you're going to be better off in a sport regardless of how much time you're, you know, I'm not necessarily running like a marathon, but for about 30 seconds, I'm trying to sweep as hard as I can with everything I got. So if I'm in better shape, stronger, and more fit, I could do that more effectively. But anyway, they passed us over based on whatever criteria they had, and they picked us up the next year, which was nice, and then we were able to access the support crew they have and, you know, sports psych and physical training and whatnot. So they did pick us back up after the first year, but there was a short time where we were on the outside looking in thinking we were underdogs.
Matt Hamilton with us. Matt, take us to the moments right before you guys win. How nervous were you all? How confident were you going into that last, do you call it a match, the last match?
Game match. The interesting part of curling, you know, and also like in a lot of sports, you can get that, you know, couple goal lead or a couple touchdown lead, and you know the game's over before it's over.
Yeah.
Well, in the eighth end of 10, we got that five-ender to go up by five.
And yeah, yeah.
That's when I knew that it was, like, game over.
Yeah.
The thing is, when John went to throw that shot, and I, like, we all saw it. We knew the shot, like, before it was called. Everyone knew what we had to do. And the way John was playing and just the way he was, like, seeing shots, I knew he was going to make it. There was, like, no doubt in my mind. He was playing way too good to miss a shot that was, you know, fairly easy.
So is that the kind of thing, like, if that would have happened in league play, you guys would have just cracked a beer right there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Actually, Sweden told us, two of those guys from the Swedish team were at my wedding last summer, believe it or not.
Hey, were you ever able to get your hands on that McFlurry afterwards, that celebratory McFlurry?
I did catch a McFlurry. It wasn't until the next day, though, because I was so busy doing, like, a media stuff right after.
See, you were so smart. Like, I recognize that in the moment. I'm like, this guy is so smart. He's just throwing products out there.
That's
He's
right.
trying to get some sponsorship opportunities. And
you know, sometimes you got to play the game, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
What's it like strolling back into the Olympic Village as a gold medal winner?
Well, it's pretty cool because you don't really realize how like if the other Olympians watch the Olympics, and I personally watched more Olympics when I was there than I ever have, and I've always been a big Olympics fan. So, and there's a lot of other people that are the same way. So, like, you would walk around and every other athletes from other countries and coaches and whatnot would come up to you and congratulate you. And yeah, it's pretty cool. And like, the Olympics really is like one big community. Like, yeah, we're divided by country, but everyone's there because we have a common interest in sport and competing. So it's kind of nice because you all really do have some common connection.
Matt Hamilton with us, U.S. curling gold medalist. At Matt Jamilton, right, on Twitter?
Yes, Matt Jamilton.
I guess Matt Hamilton was already taken.
Yeah, Matt Hamilton is taken, and my middle initial is J, so I just swapped it out.
So, Matt, do you walk around, like, do you wear the, if I were you, I would just wear the gold medal every day. I mean, is that something that you do, or did you stow it away somewhere?
Well, you know, I take it around for things like this, going down to this ice center and really getting a chance to promote sport and, you know, ice sports for Nashville. Obviously, I was going to bring that medal down and, you know, watch some kids get a little wide-eyed today, and it was pretty cool. It was a fun event, and I'm doing some autographs right now down at the Bridgestone.
Oh, awesome, man. Yeah, man.
Hey, were you guys originally presented the women's curling medal?
Fun fact, yes, we were. Yes, we were. If you saw the medal, there's a very, very small print where it said men's and women's. And like, I understand it was very small print. It wasn't very obvious that they were different. But we got off the podium right after the ceremony, and they handed us the real medal that say men's curling. So,
oh, that's funny.
Well, anything.
It all worked out. But yes, it was funny because the Swiss guy nudged us. And we looked over. It's our buddy Dominic Marquis. And he goes, "Did you get women's medals too?" Yes, we did.
Well, anything ever match that moment of hearing the country's national anthem while you're wearing a gold medal around your neck?
Maybe the next time I do it. I don't know.
Well, I like it.
I like the confidence. Hey, Matt, we appreciate your time, man. You sound like a guy we can go drink a beer with sometime.
Yeah. I mean, I'll be out in Nashville tonight.
Somebody will be drinking a beer with Matt Hamilton.
Someone will have a beer with me.
That's awesome, man.
We love it. So we're over the moon, proud of you guys, and love seeing what you did, and can't wait to see the movie and this gold medal round two that we're going to be expecting in 4 years.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to, too.
Yep, you guys have set the bar. Appreciate you, man.
Yeah, thanks very much. You guys have a good rest of the night.
All right, Matt Hamilton, U.S. curling gold medalist.
When it mattered the most, he and his crew were the best in the world at what they did. They pushed some rocks around with sticks and brooms, and they got gold medals.
I love that guy.